Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Zebulun was originally given inland territory, the area surrounding Nazareth, but eventually found his way to the sea. Quote, Zebulun shall dwell by the haven of the sea. He shall become a haven for ships. Genesis 49:13. Issachar, on the other hand, occupied the land at the east end of the Jezreel Valley, between the Samaritan hills and the Galilean highlands, looking to Jacob like, quote, a strong donkey lying down between two burdens, verse 14. Thus Moses' brief statement, quote, Rejoice, Zebulun, in your going out, and Issachar in your tents. They shall call the peoples to the mountain. There they shall offer sacrifices of righteousness, for they shall partake of the abundance of the seas and the treasures hidden in the sand. Deuteronomy 33:18-19. While much of this may have to wait until the millennium for fulfillment, surely the ultimate going out was caught by Matthew. Quote, And leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is by the sea, in the regions of Zebulun, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, quote, The land of Zebulun by the way of the sea, the people who sat in darkness have seen a great light, and upon those who sat in the region and shadow of death, light has dawned. Matthew 4:13-16. Thank God, the going out of the gospel came all the way to us. Now what about Gad? His name is a military term, meaning troop, and he certainly was warlike. Moses was right in saying, quote, He dwells as a lion, Deuteronomy 33:20. The men of Gad who fought with David during his rejection were described as, quote, mighty men of valor, men trained for battle, who could handle shield and spear, whose faces were like the faces of lions, 1 Chronicles 12:8. And today, we also need to be, quote, strong in the Lord and in the power of His might, Ephesians 6:10.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.